Good afternoon. We continue to track a coastal storm well to the east of Cape Cod away from us during the course of the day. Still, scattered flurries and snow showers have been scattered about the region, some of which have dusted the ground. At the same time, a system is heading our way from the Great Lakes. It's just a weak disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, and it doesn't have a lot of moisture to work with. Still, we run the risk of seeing off and on snow showers for the balance of the day and even into the evening hours, which could coat the ground and slow things down a bit for the evening commute. Most places will have less than an inch of snow accumulation. Temperatures, meanwhile, will stay in the 20s to around 30 for afternoon highs. As we get into the overnight period, that system will track to our east and out of the region, and we'll have gradually clearing skies overnight, allowing temperatures to drop down to about 10 above. As we get into the day tomorrow, sunshine will gradually give way to increasing clouds with highs in the upper 20s. The clouds from a system that'll approach overnight Wednesday night and into Thursday morning with another round of light snow. This could coat the ground up to a couple of inches before we transition to some rain showers with highs in the upper 30s on Thursday afternoon. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a wave of low pressure, which will develop in the southeast and work its way up the eastern seaboard. Right now, it looks like this system would be too far away to bring us a big snowstorm for the day on Friday, although some light snow or snow showers will be around in the morning. Temperatures will start off in the 20s, but as the system tracks out to sea, much colder air with a gusty north-northwest wind will develop. And even though we'll go back to some sunshine late in the day Friday, temperatures will drop into the teens. So a cold start Saturday morning, but sunny. Clouds come back in on Saturday afternoon as we reach into the lower 20s for afternoon highs. Another disturbance will bring some light snow showers on Sunday with highs near 30 before colder air sweeps in again for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front moving through the Pacific Northwest and Central Rockies will continue to bring heavy rainfall, mountain snow, and strong winds to the region. Winter weather advisories remain in effect for the Washington Cascades, and high wind warnings and wind advisories are out for Montana, Wyoming, and North Dakota. Wind gusts of up to 90 miles per hour are possible along the Rocky Mountain front in Montana today. Meanwhile, a weak disturbance is producing light snow from western New York southward through the Appalachians. Winter weather advisories have been issued all the way down to the Smoky Mountains. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center continues to track two tropical cyclones in the southern hemisphere. One will remain weak as it heads toward New Zealand, and the other is a more powerful cyclone over the southern Indian Ocean that's expected to remain over open water. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with snow showers, lower 30s, Boston light snow in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 56 set in 2013, and the record low 12 below zero in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 7:12 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:06 p.m. 9 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a few snow showers possible today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Gradual clearing tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with light snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow showers likely today and highs in the upper 20s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with light snow showers today and highs near 30. Gradual clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with light snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Gradual clearing tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine to start, giving way to increasing clouds in the upper 20s. Some light snow Wednesday night and early Thursday morning, coating the ground for the morning drive, then rain showers Thursday afternoon in the upper 30s. More snow showers Thursday night and Friday morning, then partly sunny, windy, and turning colder Friday afternoon, temperatures dropping through the 20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, lower to mid-20s. Snow showers on Sunday near 30, and a chance of light snow Monday with highs staying in the mid-20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.